Solve for X, Episode 13. New Management.
You guys sure got quiet.
I'm so sorry we're not super thrilled to find out you've been turning us into walking, talking ships of fucking Theseus.
How long until we run out of battery and end up like B?
I don't know. You don't run on traditional batteries. She shouldn't have run out of juice, so to speak. I don't know why she came here, and I don't know why she doesn't work anymore.
I still don't get why. Why keep us around? Are we being trained to fight these things? Fight them out in the real world, then?
Not exactly.
My file says I was donated in exchange for services. What does that mean?
Oh, geez. It means that your family struck a deal with Lich Industries in exchange of us taking care of a problem for them. They gave us you.
What constitutes a problem?
It's different every time, but the gist is always the same. Someone stands in someone's way of money, power, sex, and they need them removed.
They hired a hit. My family had someone killed, and the payment was me.
Yes.
A hit? What the fuck?
That's what they do here. They're hired by a client to eliminate someone or something, and instead of using trained assassins, they use trained monsters.
The experiments.
Elaborate rehearsals for the main stage performance in the real world. Here, we built the location, fill it with all of you, and teach it where to go and who to kill, until it's muscle memory to the creature. Then, we run it for real.
Have they happened yet? Like in the real world, can we still stop them?
No. Any cases you may remember have already been long completed.
Why monsters? Why not just use people like every other underground crime organization?
Because Lich Industries strives for innovation both above board and below. Monsters can't crack in an interrogation room. No one believes a witness who said a killer puppet was the one who gutted their friend, and no cop spends any real time investigating an animal attack, no matter how suspicious the circumstance. It's the perfect cover.
Then why even have us in here? Aren't we a threat to your perfect cover? Why not just use actual animatronics to start?
Nathaniel calls it enrichment. And as you've seen firsthand, food.
My family gave me up to be the fish encased in ice block for a zoo animal?
Basically. If we give the creatures enough toys and treats, they're more willing to go where they're told. Less likely to bite the hand that feeds them.
Well, get comfy, guys. I guess this can just be the failed enrichment toy grave.
Whoa, hey, no, we're not just giving up.
Easy to say, coming from the person who might still have loved ones looking for them. No one out there gives a fuck about me.
Don't say that. We don't know that. Lots of people have shit-ass parents, but that does not mean that there aren't people who love them.
Can I see your file?
I don't give a fuck what you do.
Stop. This isn't you.
Sorry, but how the fuck would you know what is and isn't me? Because I sure don't. Be realistic here. None of us in this room have any idea who the other really is. We don't even know who's more cyborg than person.
Doesn't matter. We can figure it out.
Have you even considered that escaping still means death? Think. Let's say you get us and all the other little replicants all out of here, and then just as we get settled on the couch back home, safe and sound, surrounded by loved ones, and your robotic heart stops pumping or your metal arm falls off, you think any normal doctor can help you? No. Sorry, I don't think that Nathaniel guy is going to be willing to make any house calls. We will never have normal lives after this. We don't have lives anymore. We're just walking corpses. B must have known it. That's why she's still here, and personally, I agree with her.
That makes no sense.
Thank you. See, there has to be a way
what?
That we can...
No, sorry. He certainly got some points. I was talking about his file. There's notes detailing the circus experiment we pulled you out of, but there shouldn't be any yet. The reports are always added at the end after I complete them. And these are in Nathaniel's writing. Why would he be adding these preliminary notes about the case? Unless he wanted you to find these.
There's no way. I mean, he had no idea where I was. I was even eavesdropping on you guys at one point, and he was talking about Subject B, so I'm sure he wouldn't want me to hear about her.
You were there in prop storage? Where he loudly told me to go straight to A? Fuck, and I only remembered this place because he had just brought up B to me. I didn't think he knew about this. No way, he actually planned all of this? Oh my god, he must be on his way. We have to go.
You two go. I'm staying here.
What? No, no fucking way. We did not get you out just to leave you here.
If he's coming here and finds me, it'll slow him down from getting to you guys, right?
No, this isn't even a debate.
Good thing it isn't your call, then.
Hey!
You don't even know my real name, and neither do I. And I have a sneaking suspicion it would mean fuck all to me now, even if I heard it. My family doesn't want me, and Sloane, I'm more robot than real boy, aren't I?
It's highly likely.
So it's settled. The boy who can be soldered back together will be the one to stay back and slow him down.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, of course it sounds good to you. No, the whole point of this was to get everyone out.
Something that will be a lot harder with Nathaniel still lurking the halls, and A's right. I don't know how long some of the subjects could last outside of here.
Fuck. Okay, so we deal with Nathaniel, and then we get help. There has to be some non-evil scientist out there who knows what to do.
You make a beeline for the exit, and I will deal with Nathaniel. I need to clean up this mess that I helped create. A, if he comes in here, say we went towards the north exit. That'll take him through experiment room 1, where I'll have a welcoming party of creatures waiting for him. X, you go to the east exit, go out through the freezer door, then take 2 lefts and a right, then break through the grate, and you'll find a way out. I'll meet you there once I'm through with him.
You lot love to hide exits and freezers, don't you? Okay, hey. I'm coming back for you.
I shall await your return like a princess in her tower.
Sloane, just be careful, okay?
Fuck off. But you too.
Back into the maze we go. Fuck, this better be the right vent. Ugh. Why does this always look so easy in the movies? Ugh, cobweb. Cobweb in the mouth. Oh, I hate this. I hate this. Ugh. Outside air. It's a lot dustier than I expected.
Ah, X. So wonderful to see you again.
Fuck. Not outside.
No, but you are exactly where you're supposed to be.
What? Why are you covered in blood?
And oil. I expected more of a fight from Subject A, but then again, he was always more of a pacifist. A peacekeeper with an unbreakable spirit. Or, wait, did you break that too?
Wait, where is...
Looking for your little scalpel? Ugh, rats, you must have dropped it. I'm impressed you've really been able to do a lot with so little. Like, when you were threatening Sloane to go into the circus with you? Ugh, chills. So thrilling, really.
You heard that?
I hear everything. I know everything. You are nothing. Toy to me. All of you are my little pawns in the game that I've designed. I write my stories, I wind you up, and I watch you go. You all came to me broken, but I've fixed you, molded you just as I please. I know how you tick, what you'll do, because I've designed you to do so. But even the best programmers make the odd bug, unfortunately. So despite my careful crafting, you disappoint me. I'll be honest, at first, I enjoyed the challenge, but it's well past tiresome now. It's creating too much unrest. But as you know, I am nothing if not reasonable, so I will give you 2 options. I will kill you, and this will all end. No more tests or monsters, just endless void. Or, you can live, and I will gut your mind completely. You will continue on in the tests, but you will be none the wiser. Think of it as the donating your body to science option.
If I pick death, how do I know you won't still just turn my body into one of your little bots? And how is gutting my mind completely not killing me?
Ah, you got me. There is only one option. You know, you're more clever than you let on. I get what I want. Do you recognize this place? It's the office we built for your first ever experiment. Didn't you miss the dingy carpet and that palpable corporate sadness? Seems rather poetic to end things where it began, don't you think? Aw, you've gone quiet. Where's all that quips and the fuck you's gone, Buffy? There's those beautiful fluorescents. You know, these are actually authentic.
Oh, shut up, will you?
Sloane!
Excuse me?
I knew I'd need more time than A would give me, but I also know you love nothing more than the sound of your own voice, and nothing makes time feel endless like you prattling on about how fucking smart you are or all your little details no one gives a shit about.
What is the meaning of this?
Means it's over, Nathaniel. You lose.
Please, enough of this charade, Sloane. Explain yourself. Remember, you work for me.
That's right. I did. I have given my life to this fucking place. I've caught you, monsters. I never leave. I haven't seen my family in years because you forbid it. I gave up my best friend for daring to question you. I gave you everything.
You gave up why?
And I did it with a smile and a, yes, sir. Because I thought that one day, I would see my return, that my work would be recognized.
This isn't right.
Your family only gave you this facility because they wanted you out of the fucking picture. They knew you couldn't handle it, and when it all inevitably came crashing down, you'd finally be out of their hair.
That's not true.
Isn't it? You have no idea how to run a facility of this magnitude. You have no idea the power you truly have at your fingertips. For fuck's sake, a subject got out, and while I was doing everything I could to keep this facility running, I found out you were off gallivanting, planting files and clues like breadcrumbs for the escaped freak.
Freak?
Then, because of what you did, it found me and attacked me in the hallway. I followed it in there because I thought after everything I've done for you, the second you saw me, you'd stop the whole thing and get me out. So there I am, terrified, trying to find a way out when you come in over the intercom. I think, phew, right on cue, my savior. But instead of rescuing your loyal assistant, you abandoned me. Threw me out like common subject trash. See, the problem is with men like you, is you lack empathy. You can't put yourself in others' shoes, so how about I give you more of a practical example?
Whoa, hey, speaking of betrayal, I'm still in here. Your directions were wrong. How do I get out?
My directions weren't wrong. If I'm going to be running this facility, I think it's best I start with a blank slate. You took care of Y for me. Nathaniel there took care of A, and now I will take care of you. I love a bit of teamwork.
Oh, you lying skank.
You didn't seriously buy all that crap, did you? You think I would actually work with you or help the likes of you? Now, would you two like to meet some friends of mine?
Let us out, you rotten bitch!
Do you feel helpless? Scared? Underappreciated?
Let me out, and we can work something out, okay? I'll give you a promotion. You can be my first assistant with distinction. It wouldn't pay more, but,
seriously,
you know.
Did you see how fast those lockdown doors closed? You know, not giving you guys enough time to escape? Crazy what a competent leader can do. Thank you for the facility, Nathaniel. I really could have done it without you. I promise to run it better than you ever could.
Fuck.
Oh, come on. Don't you think turning the lights off is a little cliche?
Shut up.
Nice, doggy. Hey, now would be a good time to reveal Y hiding in the walls.
What? She's dead. You fed her body to ghouls, remember?
Tell that to the very hungry ghouls. Wait, you actually don't have her body?
No? Do you?
Shit. Oh, shit.
Did you actually kill A?
Yeah, fully dismantled. Yeah, got a little carried away, actually.
So it's just us. You can fight these things, right? You made half of them.
Yeah, turns out the creatures you tortured aren't always the most keen on helping you out.
Yeah, if they go for you first, no promises I'm not joining in. Run! Hello, everyone! Holy shit, we did it! End of season one! Thank you so much to each and every listener, whether you tuned in every episode or just skimmed through a few. Genuinely, It means the world to me that you would even try out my little podcast and maybe even care about these characters and this world that has grown so near and dear to my heart. I would love to hear what you all thought or answer any questions you have about the series, so please, please, please shoot me a message or a comment on TikTok, Instagram, or Tumblr at self4x_podcast. Thank you to my friends for listening to me endlessly rant about characters and plot lines, and I cannot thank my wonderful, wonderful cast enough for lending me their amazing talent. Thank you to Patricia Chai for seeing Sloane for what she could be, so much more than just scientist number one. Thank you to my brother, Evan Fennell, for honing all of your obnoxious sibling sass into Nathaniel Litch just as I had hoped. Thank you to Remy Ulmer for your incredible writing and acting talent and for bringing Subject Y to life. And last but not least, thank you to Brendan Armstrong for your wonderful portrayal of Subject A and for your undying support in every nonsense creative endeavor I've embarked on since childhood. Thank you all so dearly, and I cannot wait for season two. Speaking of season two, look for that coming out this summer. I will be posting updates on here and on my social medias as I have them, so look for those, and I will see you soon. Please take care. I love you all. Goodbye.